Well, Lord God, in Jesus' name, we just hold your hands up. I receive. I want what you've got for me today, Lord. No matter what the vessel is, it's presenting it. No, it doesn't matter. It's the Word of God, Lord, and I thank you that this will be accurate. I thank you, Lord, that my opinions will just go away, God, and it'll be the Word of God and truth and what you want us to hear so we can have the abundant life, right? I think Graceland, I don't know if they've still got that, but they used to have they call it the Abundant Life Center. And I thought, wow. The Word of God says he came to give life and life more abundantly. So God, thank you. You bless these people with abundant life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And God, we pray for Rachel right now in Jesus. Rachel Holmes, who lost her daddy, her stepdaddy. I'm sure it's her daddy to her. God, that you would bless this family. And God, if this man got taken out before his time, that you would raise him from the dead. Wow. He still does that. Go to Luke 17. We'll get there in just a minute. Like I say, I got a touch from a physical touch from, I got a touch like Jenny did. My spirit got touched Friday night, but I got a physical touch too. But I went there yesterday to the Greens. The Greens had him out at 20th and Market. It was awesome. Again, it was a different teaching, but it was needed for me. I needed to hear that. But he showed me that God has given us many promises, and we know that. But I told him, when it was prayer time, I went up and I said, I just pray for strategy. I pray for strategy. And that's kind of what he was laying out yesterday, too. And I'll get the CDs and, you know, we'll get them copied if you'd like a copy of that, too. Okay, you can put them on our podcast. That'd be even better. So the Word of God says, now faith, what? Is. Say it. Now faith is. Say it like you believe it. Now faith is. The trouble is the church for a long time, I'm talking the church in general, they would never say this. Every church would read that accurately and say, now faith is. But really, most of the church would think, in their minds they'll think, now faith was. Faith was when Jesus was walking on the planet doing miracles. Faith was when the disciples and the apostles were doing great things. Faith was during the great healing revival in the 40s. God was doing mighty things. And that's all true. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His ways don't change. His miracles don't change. What he says he would do, he still does. Right? So we have some precious promises. This church has some precious promises. This Highway 150 corridor has some mighty promises from God. Yes? Do you even know what it is? He said there'd be 530 or 40 miles of revival burning from Mount Vernon, Kentucky to Quad Cities, Iowa. But it hasn't happened. It will. Read what God gave me for the prayer directives for this month. Read them. It was God. It was a vision. I tell you what, it was amazing what God wants to do and what has to happen for it to happen. How many of y'all want blazing revival running up and down this road? How many of y'all want to see the sick healed in Jesus' name? How many of y'all want to see the drug addicts set free in Jesus' name? Your own family. those in sexual perversion set free in Jesus' name. God wants to do that. But we are holding him back. And he said something so, I don't know if he said it yesterday or Friday night, but he said, the Holy Spirit, we pray for the Holy Spirit to go and do stuff, and he said, the Holy Spirit's not going to go do stuff for you. He's the helper. He helps you accomplish things. Does Holy Spirit go save people all over? No. He has wanted, he said, go out, go, right? And the word that he spoke was almost identical to what David Hogan spoke, only in a totally different flavor. That's all it was. If Dave Hogan wasn't your flavor, listen to this one. But I'm telling you, the slothful times of let God do it are over. The church must arise. You got to put your junk behind. I got this going on. I got that going on. I got too much going on to be involved with God. Well, you're too busy. Because God's work comes first. It's not a works technology. It's not that at all. You're not saved by works. We all know that. Right? Praise God. Did y'all go to Luke 17? I want to read you something. I said God has given this corridor directives. Y'all know that. God has given this church directives. God has given this church, it was called the winds of revival, the four winds. It was a prophecy. It was a vision. It was given back in 2002. Whoa, why ain't it happened? Well, for one thing, God is God, and the times are in God's hands. So sometimes he's just not ready. He's just saying, prepare. What did John the Baptist say? He said, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Congratulations, Faith Harvest. You're still breathing. Congratulations, Faith Harvest. When the church got burnt down, you can say, we quit. Congratulations, Faith Harvest. You didn't give up when the church split. You have been faithful. Do me a favor. Pat yourself on the back. No, I'm serious. Pat yourself on the back. Jesus says, thank you. Thank you for not fainting. This is not a blast. This is to be an encouragement to press on, encouragement to see what God has promised us. Danny, what do you want to see more than anything happen? I know there's probably 40 or 50, but you want to see everybody have an intimate relationship with Jesus. So does he. Praise God. Is there any other kind? Really? Is there? Is there? I know what you're talking about. And if you have an intimate relationship with Jesus, you will develop an intimate relationship with your family. I know it worked for me, but I know what you're saying. It's spending time with Jesus. It's spending time, not here. Praise God for here. Corporate's important, but your own time. Everything will fall into place. I agree. You're driving to work. That means instead of listening to news and music and all, even Christian music, spend some time with Jesus. Sing to Jesus out of your own heart. Anyway, anybody, I'm all with you on that. But more than anything, I want to see souls. And I want to see them come into relationship with Jesus. And I want to see families restored. I want to see the drug addict healed. I want to see, you know, there's so many things that all go together. But I just want to read you something to remind you. How many of y'all were here in 2002? Well, not too many. Y'all were here, weren't you? You can't remember 2002. How many of y'all was in the barn in 2000? How many was here? How many of y'all was here on New Year's Eve 2000 in the barn. What do we do, Amy? You wasn't? We had buckets of chicken. We had a get together, and we had oil lamps we'd bought because, you know, there was a rumor going around that all the power grid was going to go down, and we thought, we're celebrating together. We don't care what happens, but guess what? Nothing happened. But we had a ball. We had a good time. Anyway, turn to your Bibles in Faith Harvest, chapter 3, verse 1. You can't find this in the Bible. But he does speak to people. Can I read the first couple of pages of this? Is it okay? I want to tell you some of your heritage that God has given you. It says, "Dear sweet children," that's y'all, okay? "I call the four winds of heaven to be released on this house. A wind of adversity has been released on this earth. Would you say that since 2002, things have got adverser and adverser?" Wouldn't you say, that's not a word, but wouldn't you say that? "Behold, I have caused it to rain on the just and the unjust. You will feel the rain of judgment, but my power, my strength, my mercy, my might, my undying love for my children, you will be kept, those who love me with their lives as well as their mouths. Many are bragging on me in my way, saying, 'Praise the Lord, hallelujah,' but their hearts are far from me. Behold, right now in these times, at this place, at this junction, at this house, I set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Therefore, choose life, choose blessings, choose freedom." And at this point, a message came forth in tongues, and the interpretation was, "Behold, the four winds of heaven blow even now up to the property line of your house." House meaning church, okay? "Up to the walls of your house. Ask for release, breaking the walls of fear." God, we ask for release. We break the walls of fear. God, that you'll release what you have for this house and this region. In Jesus' name. The walls of shame. God, I walk in shame no more. Old things are passed away and everything's become new. The walls of having to fully understand my ways. When you fully understand all the ways of God, guess what? You're in heaven and you can't do no good here no more. It's true. You cannot understand until your eyes are open, and your eyes will not be open until you place your hand in mine and let me guide you and lead you into places you don't know and aren't familiar with. And I'll tell you what, I'll read some more next week. There's a whole bunch there. But Lord Jesus, I thank you that you would reignite that fire of revival that you've given us, that you would reignite that wind of repentance would start to blow, God, across our city, across this place called Greenville, Indiana. Oh, God, they need you so bad, God. They're headed for the pit, God, and they don't even know it, Jesus. God, that you would give us strategy, that you would give us a place to make a stand, God. I thank you for a city set on a hill. I thank you, Lord, that you would call them in right now from the north and the south and the east and the west. But God, you would give a strategy to go forth and do the gospel, God, in Jesus' name, without fear. And Lord, when we're afraid, we will do it afraid. We won't let fear stop us, in Jesus' name. And have you ever let fear stop you? Boys probably remember that. I don't know anymore, that bullying and all that's evidently just got... Girls are just as bad or worse than boys were, I think, from what I see. But did you ever have to deal with a bully? Yeah. And you were scared, and it got to the point where maybe you never had that. Maybe it got to the point where you didn't even want to go to school no more. You didn't even want, you've had that, brother? Yeah. You didn't even want to be around, you know, you just wanted to just crawl in a hole somewhere. Now, I don't think I ever got to that point, but I could see how you could. You know how you how do you, you know finally what had to happen for you to deal with that bully was go this far and no further. Ever come to anybody ever had to come to that point where no more, you will not intimidate me anymore. You will not push me around anymore. Bam! I know that's not Jesus-like. But it's the same way with the enemy. And he might beat the fire out of you, but he's not going to bother you anymore. Because he knows that you're not going to take it. And that's the same way with the enemy. You can take it, and you can take it, and you can take it, and you can get pushed down, and pushed down, and pushed down. And pretty soon you're walking in depression, oppression. And God never meant for you to walk like that. God meant you to walk free, whole, without confusion. Anybody been suffering from confusion in their life? There's a wave of it going over the planet right now. This whole nation is walking in confusion. Would y'all agree with that? So, good news. Say, now faith is.
Now faith is.
Now faith is.
Now faith is.
What is it? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you know, he said the same thing I've been saying about our pet scriptures the other night. He said it in a different way, but he had this voice. I don't know who he was imitating, but I know really, I don't know, but it was so pleasant and sweet. But he said something like, how did he say that, Donna? He said, by his stripes I am healed. What's another one? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? Give me another one. God is good all the time, right? What else? Jesus loves you and has a plan for your life. And that's all true, isn't it? That's all true. Praise God. But it just gets to be something you mimic and say, and you don't ever really press into the faith that comes from that word, right? Faith should rise when we quote the word of God. Faith should bubble up inside of us. But we can just make it a slogan. We can just make it a car advertisement. We can just make it a heavy hitter advertisement. That doesn't do anything. But when you believe the word of God, and you quote the word of God, and you live the word of God, things happen.
Right.
Amen. He confirms it. You're right, and he's fixing to here in a minute. There's going to be some people get supernatural healing. There's going to people get deliverance if they want it today. Go to Luke 7. You go and went to Luke 17 a long time ago. Commandment number one. This is not the Ten Commandments. Commandment number one, thou shalt not be offended. You got that? He said to the disciples, verse 1, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. In other words, he's saying, offenses are going to come. Loretta, you're going to get offended. I've seen you offended before. It's not pretty. You don't want to be around it. Offenses will come. Mark my words, somebody's going to push you the wrong way. It's going to happen. But guard your heart that you're not the one that offends others and brings others into sin. Because when you get people angry and unforgiveness towards you, you're actually leading people into sin. You don't need to be an offender. You need to be a healer. Right?
Right?
What's the old saying? Don't get mad. Get even. That's not biblical. I hate to tell you that. That's not biblical. Be angry and sin not. You're right. It would be better. This is what would happen. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into sea than he should offend one of these little ones. If your brother's sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you, what? Seven times. in a day. And seven times a day returns to you saying, I repent, you will forgive him. Amen? Command number two. Got that? What's no one? Thou shalt not be offended. Command number two. If you desire faith, then thou shalt do this. And there's all kinds of stuff, but this is a good one. Starting at verse 5. And the apostles said to the Lord, who? Jesus? Right? Said what? Ask. Increase our faith. What did they do? They asked Jesus, increase our faith. They recognized their faith was not very strong, didn't they? So we asked. So the Lord said, if, say if. What's if mean? Yeah, if. Does it say, is it saying that you do this and I'll do this, right? If you do this, then this is going to happen, right? Ben, if you sting a clothes hanger in that receptacle on the wall over there, you're going to get zapped, right? Same thing in the spiritual as the physical, right? The spiritual is just as real as the physical, even more so, right? Yes. If you have faith as a mustard seed. Now, I've seen these little necklaces where people, and if you got one, praise God, it's a good reminder. Any of y'all got one of them necklaces? It's got a little, you got one? It's got a little, it's got a mustard seed encased in a clear plastic. You got one on you? Bring it up here, would you? Praise God. Thanks for obeying me and wearing that today for an exhibit. No, no, no. Wow. Is that it right there in the center?
Yes.
Y'all probably can't even see it. There's a little spark in the center of that thing. Can you see it? You see how big this thing is? It's just a speck. It's like a period at the end of a sentence. That's about how big it looks. That's a mustard seed. It's the smallest seed on the whole earth. Thank you. So I've been told. And Jesus said in another scripture, he said that it grows into a plant so big that the birds of the air nest in it. They get real big. So what he's saying is, if it's not saying you have faith as a mustard seed, is it? Then he's saying that's all it takes. Is that what he's saying? That's all it takes. It's like when they split an atom and make a nuclear bomb. It's just a little bit of that. It's very little actual, I don't even know the right word for it. You build bombs, Aaron? No? You drop bombs, don't you? No? Darn. Well, it's small, but when it multiplies and it goes, it can destroy cities. It can destroy nations. So a mustard seed is small, but if you have it, you have that potential for great things to happen, right? If you have faith as a mustard seed, then, okay, if and then, right? Ask, increase my faith. If you have faith, I know you have faith if you believed on Jesus and you ask him to forgive you your sins. You've got faith that you're forgiven. How many of y'all have faith that you're forgiven? We need to have an altar call. If you have faith as a mustard seed, then you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. I don't know about a mulberry tree, but I know we got some bushes around our house. And I thought, well, no problem. I think y'all had some at your house. And I took a chain and put it around there, and I put it on my front end loader on the bucket, and I've got a mower on the back, so it's got plenty of weight on the back. And by golly, that thing, it came up off the ground because those roots were so strong that a big old heavy tractor, without rocking it back and forth and putting a lot of effort in, tree roots are strong. You try to pull a grown tree up. Now what it's saying is that little mustard seed can pull up a full-grown tree and cast it into the ocean. Oh, he wasn't talking literally. Oh, yes, he was. Do you not think that Jesus could have said, tree, be thrown in the ocean? He decided not to show his power off, just to show off, but faith could do that. Faith can move. He said, if you have faith, you can tell this mountain to be picked up and thrown in the ocean. Is that not what he said? So what's your mountain? Is there anything too big for God? Is there any physical healing too great for God to accomplish? And I remember Dave Hogan said, but we embrace certain things and say, well, that's just the way things are. That's just generational, right? Like diabetes. We do not have to live with it. Yes, it's generational. Yes, it can be passed down, but it can be cast out. It can be healed in Jesus' name. So just have faith in that. Just grab your mustard seed just right now. Just a mustard seed, God. It's all I need to change this world. Just a little bit of faith is all I need. And then he goes on to say, which of you having a servant plowing or tending sheep will say to him when he has come in from the field, hey, or I should use this voice, come at once and sit down to eat. But will he not rather say to him, prepare my supper. Gird yourself up and fix me something to eat, right? Does a guy that's got a servant thank him because he did things that he was commanded to do? It says, I think not. I think not. So likewise, when you have done all those things which are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Sometimes we do something, we think we're doing something for God, and we're like, okay, God, where's my reward? We do. We get this mindset that I did this, so you got to do this. No, he's king, and you are a slave. You are his slave. You are his slave. We don't like to hear that in America, but if you belong to Jesus, you are his slave. He bought you. He bought you getting ready to go in a frying pan. He pulled you out of hell. You owe him everything. You owe him your time, your talents. You owe him your devotion. You owe him your obedience. But you don't, of course, you don't do it out of I've got to. You do it out of I get to. My Lord, I can do something for this man that laid down his life on the cross. I can do something. And we start out like that, but it's like we get disappointed. We're like, why didn't you show up, God? Did he show up when you asked him to forgive you? Did he show up? Did he give you new life? Of course he did. He don't owe you nothing. How many of y'all did Passover? There's a song called De'enu. De'enu, 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 De'enu. Y'all want to sing it and dance? No? What's it mean? Paula, if he had forgiven you for your sins, when you ask him to come into your life, that would have been enough. God, you build an ark and you save this planet from destruction. That would have been enough. You can go all through. Everything he's done for you would have been enough. But he loves you and he wants to lavish you and he wants to give you more. I'm not trying to tell you God doesn't want to give you. That's not this message at all. It's just you are his servant. He is not your servant. He is not your genie in the bottle. He's not your servant. He's your God. He's your Lord. He's your Savior. He's your life. He's your eternity. He's your reward. Praise God. Okay. I'll shut up. Verse 11. Commandment number, what, three? I didn't even write down the numbers. If I threw a little King James in here. If thou, I like that, don't you? If thou wish to be whole and complete, thou shalt be thankful. If you wish to be whole and complete, you need to be thankful. I didn't make it up. I'm going to read you what God said about it, okay? Boy, if I could just preach like that guy did the night, get that kick. I just don't have enough rhythm and black in me to do that. But, oh, he was awesome. Wow, hey. Maybe I'll get it, man. I think I'm going to get it at prison tonight. It's going to be good. You know I got joy? I got the peace of God. I got the joy of the Lord because guess what? I get to go preach in prison. And you know what's even better than that? I get to go home. I don't have to stay in there. Praise God. I bet everyone in here, or at least most of you, could have went to prison at one time. You could have killed somebody in some drunken driving. What could have happened? But God, whoo! But God, have a thankful heart. Woo! If you just had a thankful heart, man, your life would be 10,000 times better. Woo! I have a thankful heart that you have given me, and it can only come from you. I wish I knew. Tell me, what's the rest? Does anybody know? I was going to sing it right to Si, but I can't think of the rest of it. Love you, brother. You're going to be healed in Jesus' name. You are healed in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to get done real quick so we can pray. We need to pray, right? So, if you wish to be complete, you shall be what? Thankful. It happened as he went to Jerusalem and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood far off. Why did the lepers stand far off? It was the law. If you were a leper, you weren't allowed to hang out with normal people. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Is that how it was, Ben? Really? I tell you what, when I count to three, y'all just start saying that with passion, like you depended on this Messiah, this Savior, to heal you of leprosy. Come on, man. This is a death sentence. You got limbs dropping off. You've got oozing sores. You smell bad. You look bad. You got rags wrapped around you. Think about it. One, two, three.
Jesus.
Keep going.
Jesus, Master, have mercy on me.
Come on. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. In the world, have you ever heard that term? The squeaky wheel gets the grease. It's the same way. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. And the door, what? Will be open. But some of you don't have no unction in you. You don't have no faith in you. You don't have no, I'm not worthy. You're like, you got to keep crying out. Right. Who was it? Who was it? Was it the blind guy? Who was it? The one that was screaming, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus! What? Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus, right? And here, Jesus is walking with a crowd of thousands. Jesus, have mercy! Jesus, have mercy! And Jesus' disciples said, shut up! Get out of his face. He's too busy for you. But he didn't slow down at all. Jesus, have mercy! Heal me! I think Jesus came up and said, what do you need? Well, it's pretty obvious I'm blind. You know, he didn't say that, but did Jesus turn away from him? Jesus is drawn to that cry. Cry! Like you would your little kid, man. It's got a dirty diaper. Wah, wah, wah. Shut up. Lock the door. Some people do that. Okay? But God's not like us. He's near to the brokenhearted. He's near to the, say it. He is near to the brokenhearted. Put your hand here and say, my heart is broken, God. My heart is broken, Jesus. God, I need your deliverance. I need your healing. I need your freedom. I need my mind renewed, God. Whatever it is, cry out, cry out, cry out. Come on, whatever's your heart right now, cry out. Cry out. Missy, cry out. I know what your heart is. Cry out. Cry out, Ben, what's your heart? Cry out, Scott, what's your heart? Come on, tell him. Cry out. What's your heart right now? Cry out. Don't care what ain't. See, that's the problem. People care what people around them will say. You can't care what anybody says. You can only care about what Jesus says. If you never cry out, you'll never receive. And I'm not pleased. And I hate to have to explain myself, but you don't have to beg God. But he wants to hear the cry of his people. In faith, deep cries, y'all were singing that earlier. Deep cries out to deep. God is deep in your belly, man. He's deep in there, right? I'll finish this verse in just a minute. But I want y'all to stand up for me real quick. Just kind of relax for a minute and get ready for prayer. I want y'all to sing a song with me. Y'all ready? Deep and wide, there's a river fountain flowing deep and wide. Come on. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. What's that mean? I say it was a little kid. I'm like, what is that? Out those who believe on me, as the scripture said, out of their belly will flow rivers. Living water. Abundant life. Woo! Overcoming life. Healing life. What's that river in Revelations that flows? It said there's a river. It's for the healing of the nations, and there's trees that grow on either side, and they bear fruit every month. The healing of the nations. There's healing in that river. Life. Yes, life. Everywhere that river runs, there's life. Anthony, everywhere that river runs, there's life. Y'all keep standing. I've been standing a while. Okay. They all hollered, "Jesus, what? Master, have mercy on us," right? With a loud voice, it says. So Jesus answered and said, after all this went down, and it said they were all cleansed, right? And then he said, this other one's going, well, let me read it. I don't want to butcher it. There was ten, but one of them, when he saw he was healed, he returned, and with a loud voice, does it say a quiet voice? It says with a loud voice, when they needed a miracle, they cried out with a loud voice. When they needed salvation, they cried out with a loud voice, right? But he glorified God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. He was a heathen. And Jesus answered and said, Were there not ten who were cleansed? But where are the nine? Where are the other nine? Jeff Moore, that's right. Where are the nine? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. What's that mean? That means if his nose had dropped off from leprosy, he got a new nose. That means if his fingers dropped off, he got new fingers. Complete restoration. And sometimes we stop at that thing we call salvation. Compare it. It's exact. Jesus, have mercy, I'm a sinner. And God meets you. And you squall and bawl. And I'm all for that. But God gives you new life. But you're not thankful. You don't appreciate the great gift he's given you. But when you do that, when you give him glory, when you praise him in your car going down the road, when you're not ashamed of him in a restaurant praying over anything that God asks you, when you're not ashamed of that, when you boldly do that, guess what? You become whole. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What? He makes me to walk beside what? Still waters. What else? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. And then he says what? He restores my soul. Some of y'all prayed a prayer, and God heard that, and God honored that. But he wanted to restore you. He wanted to make you whole. But you were too busy or too stubborn or too ashamed or too fearful to let him do that. Please, if you need to do that, just say, God, you know what? I belong to you. Paul said, I'm his slave. So if Paul said that, I reckon he wrote a good chunk of that New Testament. We need to do that. But if you've got everything straight with God, but I believe God is going to, if you need a healing, there's anointing here. There's an anointing. Been sitting under some great healing. We got to keep pressing on. We got to keep being thankful. We can't just say, well, that was a nice meeting. We'll do that in a year or two. Amen. Right?
Amen.
That ain't going to happen, guys. We're going to go after this thing. Yeah. And we're going to keep going after it. Because you know special meetings. How many of y'all know? Say special meetings are great. Anointed people are great. Praise God. But they don't stay around. Right? They move on. Their job is to give and to go. Give and to go. I know. And you. This puts me this in mind. And I will shut up. But I think the guy told the story the other night about the guy sitting there, the paralytic sitting there by the pool of Bethesda, right? And you got it. And every now and then an angel came and stirred that water up, and whoever jumped in there first got healed. And that's kind of like when a healing evangelist comes, that water stirred, and there's healing there. But I wasn't there, God. Jesus walks right in there. There's no water stirring or anything. And he goes, be whole, son, in the name of Jesus. Well, he don't say in the name of Jesus because he is the name of Jesus. Hey, look, if you need Jesus to forgive you, listen, if you've never given your life to Jesus, if you don't know your destiny, come and surrender to him. You don't surrender to Faith Harvest. You don't sign a, oh boy, I'm a member of this church now. No. The only membership Jesus sees is blood red, blood of Jesus. Amen. Belongs to me. Amen. Your name written in the book of life. Praise God. If you don't know that, you need to get up here and ask Jesus to wash you. Let him cleanse you. Let him take you on that journey that lasts forever. Praise God. Praise God. We got any music? Hari, you can find something. If you need prayer, if you need a healing, if you need deliverance, if you got fear in your life, if you got addictions in your, whatever it might be, I know Jesus is here and present to heal you today because he loves you and has a plan for your life. But you got to ask him. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you, God. I bless these folks. I bless them with the presence of God. I bless them going out. I bless them coming in. I bless them with goodness. I bless them with prosperity, God, that they can give back. God, bless them, bless them, bless them with a pleasant personality. Bless them with God-ordained encounters and ministry positions in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. Bless them, God, to bless others. Bless them to be a blessing, God. Yes, Lord. Bless them, Jesus. Bless them, God. Yes, Lord. And I want to thank y'all so much for praying for me because, God, hey, I feel good. Woo! I feel good. No, I'm. Thank you for praying for me. Sorry. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for praying for my son. He had a job interview, and it went really, really good. But please pray until it's locked and he gets favor and for his family. My boy needs to surrender. Maybe y'all got children like that. I hope not, but he needs to surrender. Reckon any of the disciples had any wayward children? Probably. If you need prayer, please, for anything, come up. Please, don't leave here without getting prayer.